It's not every day a flying club celebrates its 80th anniversary year and happens to have a military air demonstration team drop in for the celebration. Nanaimo Flying Club celebrated its 80th year with a barbecue, potluck dinner and a live band in the club's hangar Saturday, August 16. The same weekend, the Canadian Forces Snowbirds performed two air shows over Nanaimo and had their aircraft parked and serviced at the flying club. Tying the 80th barbecue in with the Snowbirds was a natural, said Ken Murphy, Nanaimo Flying Club president. It just gave us an opportunity to get together as aviators in one place, and that's a big deal. Nanaimo Flying Club received its charter in February 1946, but the club formed almost immediately after the end of the Second World War in 1945 when several local aviation enthusiasts, Frank Honey, Lorenzo Giovando, Jack Victor Bateman, Howard Bruce Matthews, William Hugh Power, Robert Lawrence Stacey and North Tressider Corfield, saw the potential for what had been a former Royal Canadian Air Force glider pilot training facility and wartime emergency airfield to become a base for a civilian flying club and flight school for small aircraft. The land, bought by the Department of National Defense from the Cassidy family who cleared the land to create the base, was now into the flying club's hands and included a gravel airstrip and one small hut that served as the flying school headquarters. Former Nanaimo Flying Club president Ken Griffith said the original flying club hut was torn down in the mid-1960s and replaced by the hangar and building that has been home to Nanaimo Flying Club since 1969. Griffith, 84, served 18 years as the club's president and on its board of directors for 20 years. He held a pilot's license for 58 years, flew for former Nanaimo logging equipment manufacturer S.M.A. Deal, BC Airlines and Pacific Coastal Airlines, and has personally owned 8 different aircraft and flown 16 different planes as a commercial and private pilot. He recalled that the Massachusetts Lake Logging Company gave the flying club a building in the late 1960s. The guys went down there, disassembled the building and trucked it up and reassembled it on the airport where it sits today, he said. The club, which started with about 35 members, started flight training and plane rentals with two de Havilland Tiger Moths, 1930s-era biplanes originally designed as basic trainers for the Royal Air Force. They were later replaced with three Cessna 140s. Griffith said in 1967 the Cessnas rented out for about $32 an hour. At one time, landing at Nanaimo Airport at night could be a dicey proposition. Back in the 70s, the airport lighting system was inoperable and in 74 we used to put flare pots out on either side of the runway so we could use it at night, Griffith said. Stan, Madil, used to phone me up and ask me to light the flare pots at such and such a time because he's coming in from down south with the bosses. Pacific Coastal Airlines, when they'd run into trouble, Don McGillivary would phone me up and say, "Can you light the fire pots for me so I can get in?" That's how a lot of us got our night endorsements. That's how I got mine. With a runway lighting system in place that just needed to be fixed, BC Airlines, Pacific Coastal Airlines, S.M.A. Deal, and the Flying Club chipped in $5,000 to get it reactivated. It was all there. Transport Canada didn't use it at all, so we started to reactivate the lights, Griffith said. I guess we embarrassed Transport Canada, because, lo and behold, Transport Canada, I think it was 1979, all of a sudden gave a grant and updated the lighting system. Griffith said the city of Nanaimo leased the airport land for $1 per year from the Department of Transport, but didn't have much interest in developing it commercially. If it wasn't for the MA deals, Pacific Coastal, BC Airlines and the Flying Club pushing and pushing, that airport wouldn't have been the way it is today, he said. In 1990, the federal government announced, through the National Airports Policy Transfer Initiative, they were going to get out of the airport business, so they gave the city of Nanaimo and the regional district the option of taking over the airport. When local governments turned down the offer, the airlines and other interests at the airport, Nanaimo Flying Club included, raised $16,000 purchase price to buy it from Transport Canada, which according to Griffith, was opposed to a flying club taking ownership. Negotiations between the parties resulted in formation of the Nanaimo Airport Authority, later changed to Nanaimo Airport Commission, which was incorporated in August 1990, according to Nanaimo Airport's website, and, Griffith said, was the fifth airport commission incorporated in Canada. Transfer of ownership from the federal government to the commission was completed December 2, 1996. Nanaimo Airport Commission consists of 9 board members nominated by the City of Nanaimo, Regional District of Nanaimo, Town of Ladysmith, Cowichan Valley Regional District, and Greater Nanaimo Chamber of Commerce. Griffith, who served on the commission from 1994 to 2002 as a director and vice chairperson, said the flying club always wanted to see the airport succeed and he still wants to see direct flights from Nanaimo to U.S. destinations. Nanaimo Flying Club today boasts about 125 members with facilities that include multiple hangars that can each house more than 20 aircraft. When it comes to hosting aviation-related groups and organizations, the airport and flying club coordinate to supply everything from barbecues to folding chairs and tents. When the flying club hosted the Canadian Forces Snowbirds for its third time in August, their aircraft were again parked on the airport taxiway in front of the flying club. The Snowbirds' mobile repair and maintenance truck and technicians operated from the flying club property and fuel, oxygen and other consumable supplies for the aircraft were arranged through the airport's on-site contractors. Over the years, Nanaimo Flying Club has hosted multiple air shows, including visits from historical aircraft from the Commemorative Air Force, which restores and flies aircraft from the Second World War, and continues to host yearly events for aviation-related organizations, such as Nanaimo's Royal Canadian Air Cadets 205 Collishaw Squadron Annual Review. Murphy was elected club president in November and his vision for Nanaimo Flying Club's future involves expanding social interaction with the community, other flying clubs and aviation enthusiasts, and the public. The clubhouse is undergoing some upgrades, too, as Murphy said he wants to renovate the building to bring things up to a newer code, newer standard. Yes, we are a private club, however, we need to have a social aspect, because with general aviation, not everybody belongs to a flying club, not everybody is an avid flyer, but there are people who have keen interest in it, Murphy said. So we're trying to make it more of a social gathering place.